USA News, I'm Lance Prime. Georgia's Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger will sit down with an interview with investigators from Special Counsel Jack Smith's office today. Smith is investigating presidential candidate Donald Trump's role, if any, on January 6. Prosecutors also allege Trump, in a phone call, demanded Raffensperger find nearly 12,000 votes in the 2020 presidential election. The United States is announcing another $500 million weapons package for Ukraine. Yesterday, the Biden administration announced that it will be sending weapons, equipment, and armored vehicles to replenish those lost in battle. The news comes the same day as the Pentagon stressed that the United States played no role in recent mercenary rebellion actions against Russia that played out over the past weekend. The next pandemic? Reports are America is still not ready.
The CDC's outgoing director, Dr. Rochelle Walensky, is warning that America is not prepared for future pandemics. In an op-ed for the New York Times ahead of her departure on Friday, she emphasized the shortage of approximately 80,000 public health workers needed to meet basic health requirements. Walensky also highlighted the reliance on outdated technology like aging fax machines within the public health system. She urged U.S. lawmakers to provide more resources to improve the public health infrastructure. I'm John Schaefer.
The Justice Department is slamming the Bureau of Prisons in a series of events that led to Jeffrey Epstein's death in prison. The disgraced financier committed suicide in his cell in 2019. The Department of Justice's Office of the Inspector General released a report that detailed the failures that gave Epstein the time to do so, including multiple employees at the prison not conducting their rounds and cell searches to check him if he had access to extra bed linens, which he used to hang himself. USA News.
Where are we on the line?
It's official. Avery is producing Main Street Music Day.
We need to be ready. We're going to have lots of people.
What's the status on the new sound engineer?
They need an audio technician to keep things level from sound checks to encore.
But your audio from one stage does not compete with another.
Indeed can help them hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Our hiring platform instantly connects you with quality candidates, and you can schedule and conduct virtual interviews right from the Indeed dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow Towels. Towels that work. The six-piece towel set includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. And right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
Vanna White wants to keep working on the Wheel of Fortune after Pat Sajak retires from the show, but she wants to be paid more.
In the wake of Pat Sajak's retirement announcement after 41 years, his longtime Wheel of Fortune co-host has reportedly hired an attorney while looking for a pay increase. Vanna White has made an annual salary of roughly $3 million on the show with no raise in 18 years. Sajak made $15 million per year. Ryan Seacrest will be taking over host duties from Sajak, but it's not known how much he'll be paid. I'm Ryan Daniels.
This year's 4th of July cookout will be more affordable than last year's.
The American Farm Bureau Federation says that families can anticipate spending less than $68 for a party of 10. That's a 3% decrease from last year's record high of $69.68. The estimate encompasses 12 staple cookout items, including hamburger buns, potato salad, chicken breast, lemonade, and chocolate chip cookies. I'm John Schaefer.
Former NFL quarterback Ryan Mallett has died. The Whitehall School District in Arkansas, where Mallett served as a high school football coach, says he drowned while swimming in Florida. He was 35 years old. New York City students are going to start practicing mindful breathing. The city has already started training school staff to add mindful breathing practices to their curriculum. Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated as we get this Wednesday underway. I'm Lance Pry, USA News.
Balance of Nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
When I wasn't taking it and I was waiting for my operation, I was feeling very tired. Now I'm driving like 11, 12 hours a day. I told you I manage 15 gas stations. And I have so much energy. I even gave some of my pills for my son. And he said, Dad, this is good. So I like it. I'm healing so fast. It's like amazing. My family is so surprised.